Plan spontaneous days. This is similar to putting planned variety into periods of your day, but on a larger scale. There are days where everything just goes in the bin because you're going to an amusement park or an event or visiting, and it's impossible to maintain your familiar routine.
This is The Mudroom, uncommon sense parenting classes with your parenting coach, Alana Robinson. Weekly nuggets of developmentally appropriate parenting wisdom to help you parent your toddlers, preschoolers, and kindergartners more effectively with less effort. The Mudroom is recorded live on Facebook every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. Now, here's Alana.
Hello, fabulous parents! Welcome to the Mudroom, your free uncommon sense parenting class. How's everybody doing? I hope all of your kiddos are settled back into school and daycare. I don't know if it's just me and my friends and my clients, but it felt like a lot of kiddos were switching their non-school care situations around this year. My best friend's daughter switched centers, my nephew just started a new daycare last week, and I have at least a dozen clients whose little ones moved around this month, so it's definitely like a transition period for everybody. So this month, we're talking about routines. We know it all too well, don't we? Orchestrating a day that seamlessly blends structured routines but still allows for spontaneous adventures can sometimes feel like you're the ringmaster at the most unpredictable circus, because you're juggling all of those daily schedules and delightful surprises that your little ones can bring to you sometimes. And it tends to throw us off balance. So today, I've got something special to lighten your load and just sprinkle in a little dash of fun and ease into your parenting adventure. We are diving deep into the delightful symphony of merging structured routines with spontaneous adventures. Picture it like crafting a beautiful, harmonious melody where discipline meets joy and structure dances gracefully with spontaneity. So grab your favorite comfy chair, maybe a cup of the finest brew, as we venture into my four golden tips to master the art of crafting a day that not only nurtures your child's blossoming personality, but also keeps you sane. Before we get into it, allow me to introduce myself. My name's Alana Robinson, and I'm a parenting coach for parents of toddlers, preschoolers, and kindergartners. My job is to help you understand why your kids are misbehaving and how to fix it without stickers, counting to three, or losing your shit. I'm your host here on The Mudroom. I'm also the host of the Parenting Posse Facebook group, and I'm the creator of the Parentability Program, where I help you raise well-behaved kids who listen. So if you enjoyed this episode, make sure to drop us a follow, like, or subscribe, whatever's available to you on whatever platform you're using, as this helps other parents who need our content find it. We gotta work those algorithms. All right, so how do we balance all the stuff that needs to get done in a day? All the places we need to be, all the little micro tasks that keep our lives smooth and successful with our kids without getting sucked into a rut and feeling like a hamster on a very monotonous wheel, and giving our kids the predictability and consistency they need to feel safe. Often when I'm talking to parents about creating routines that are consistent and predictable, their main protest to this is, but I like to be spontaneous and do new things. How does that jive with a consistent and predictable routine? And I know these things can feel mutually exclusive, but I promise that they aren't. So let's dive into my four tips to achieve this balance so that we get all of our shit done, our kids are engaged, they're learning, they feel safe, and nobody's burning out or bored out of their minds. For those of you who are working, this might mostly apply to your weekends, and for those of you who are at home, this might be your day-to-day reality. My first tip is to plan for flexibility. And I know that sounds odd. The definition of spontaneity and flexibility is that things aren't planned, right? But hear me out. As parents, we often hang out at extremes. And in this case, we tend to overplan our days, or we underplan them, meaning we've either accounted for every waking moment with a task, or we're just flying by the seat of our pants with no routine, no goals for the day, no plans whatsoever. And I often talk to my clients about balancing those two extremes. Without any guidance, they'll do something like plan to go to the grocery store Tuesday, but there's no other plans. So they either end up going and doing the thing first thing in the morning, and then they don't really know what to do with the rest of their day, Or they get caught up in something else before they know what they're doing, and then suddenly they're grocery shopping at 7 p.m. Sound familiar? If so, you aren't alone. Not by a long shot. What I mean by planning for flexibility is having a basic routine. So a routine is a series of tasks or plans that happen in the same order. It's not a schedule, okay? We aren't trying to tie this to the clock in any way, shape, or form. An example of a morning routine would be get up, have breakfast, brush your teeth, wash your face, get your clothes on for the day, and be ready to go. You may not wake up at the same time every day, or it may take you 10 minutes to eat breakfast one day and 40 the next, and that's okay. But you have a series of events that happen in the same order every day. This not only allows you and your child to get into a rhythm, but it also makes things predictable for your kids. They know that after breakfast, we go to the bathroom and wash our face and brush our teeth. Then we go get dressed. So you're not having to corral and remind and nag constantly to get these boring but very necessary tasks done. When we plan for flexibility, we insert periods of time into our day that are predictably varied. Again, I know that sounds like a little bit of an oxymoron. It's easiest to demonstrate this by building off of our example of the morning routine. So after our clothes are on, we have a free period. Free period might be when we go get groceries. It might be when the kids go out to play independently. It might be when we have a play date or we go to the playground or an event. What's contained within that free period can change day to day, and the length of it can change day to day. It's predictably varied. But then after that free period, we go back to our nice, predictable, consistent routine. We get home, we wash our hands, we have lunch, they go down for a nap. They wake up from their nap, we read a book, we have a snack, and then we go for another free period where we do something new. As I said, this allows us and our kids to get into a rhythm. It makes it so that our days feel structured without having to stick to the clock or do the same exact thing every single day. And once our kids are familiar with the routine, it eliminates the need to nag, remind, and use brain power to figure out what we should do at any given moment. My second tip is to document and display your day. This is really easy to do when you have a basic routine set up because all that really needs to change is what's happening in those free periods. I recommend using a visual schedule to do this. Set up a visual schedule somewhere central in your house at a level your child can see and use visual cards, which you can make on LessonPix, Canva, PhotoPea, PicMonkey, BoardMaker, or Bri pre-made ones off of Amazon to depict all the steps in your routine. So first would be have breakfast, then brush teeth, then wash face, then get dressed. Then there's a space for what you're gonna do with your morning free period and what your routine is after your free period. And once you have it all set up, you just have to swap out what's happening in those free periods every day to reflect the plans of your particular day. Again, when I first introduced this concept to new clients, they often panic because this feels like it's boxing them in. But this actually allows you to be more flexible and spontaneous with your day to day, because if something changes, like say you'd plan to go to the park, but your friend calls and invites you over for coffee and a play date and you want to go do that instead, you can call your kids over and show them the change in the plans as you swap out those visuals. So you're still spontaneous, but you're making it nice and predictable for your kids and using your standard routine to provide the consistency so that the day still feels safe and familiar. Using a visual schedule not only helps your child understand and follow a routine, but it can also develop their organizational and time management skills. Here are some additional tips for making and using a visual schedule effectively. Involve your child in making the visual cards. This encourages their participation and ownership in the process. Use clear and simple images for each step in the routine. This helps children who may struggle with reading or language comprehension. Incorporate different colors or themes for different days of the week or activities. This adds visual interest and be helpful for children with ADHD who have difficulty focusing. Keep the visual schedule updated and consistent. This helps your child build a sense of predictability and reliability into their day-to-day routine And in addition to using visual schedules, there are other ways to document and display your child's day. Some ideas include creating a family calendar that includes important dates, appointments, and events, using a whiteboard or chalkboard to write out tasks or reminders for the day, taking pictures or videos of your child's activities and displaying them on a digital photo frame or in a scrapbook. Remember, the goal of documenting and displaying your child's day is to provide structure and consistency while also allowing for flexibility and spontaneity. By finding a system that works for your family, you can help your child feel more in control and confident in their day-to-day routine. My third tip is to be spontaneous within your routine activities. So for instance, you might have breakfast out in the backyard on a picnic blanket instead of at the table one morning. Or you might bring out a new book or story after nap. Or if your kids had independent playtime and built a fort, maybe you have snack time in the fort. You can do something unexpected like a glow stick bath where you turn the lights off and dump some glow sticks in the water. Or maybe you break out a dance party while you're getting dressed. There's so many ways that you can add spontaneity and fun into your day-to-day basic routine that keeps the routine, maintains that predictability, but also adds in a little something unexpected to spice it up. This also helps to build kids' flexible thinking skills. If you do the same things the same way every day, kids can often become quite rigid about their mundane tasks, which may not be an issue when you're the one running the show, but if you have to leave them with grandma or a babysitter and they do those same tasks in a different way, that can be very upsetting and cause a lot of drama. So by injecting some new, unexpected fun into your boring daily tasks, you're also helping your kids to feel safe and secure when you aren't there. Adding spontaneity and fun into your daily routine not only helps in breaking the monotony, but also has several other benefits. Here are some more tips that can help you spice up your daily routine. Introduce a family game night. This can be a great way to bond with your family and have fun together. You can pick a game that everyone enjoys and take turns to choose the next game for the next week. Have a themed dinner night. Plan dinner nights with themes like Mexican, Italian, or Chinese. Try out new recipes or order in from your favorite restaurants. Plan a surprise outing. Surprise your kids with a new outing at a nearby park, museum, or zoo. This can be a great way to break from routine and explore something new. Create a family bucket list. Sit down with your family and create a bucket list of things you want to do together. This can include things like camping, hiking, visiting a new city, or even trying out a new restaurant. And make chores fun. Involve your kids in household chores by turning them into fun activities. For instance, you can turn cleaning into a game of who can finish first, or assign different tasks to each family member and turn it into a competition. By incorporating these tips, you can add some much needed fun and excitement into your daily routine, while also helping your kids develop flexible thinking skills and creating lasting memories with your family. And my fourth tip is to plan spontaneous days. This is similar to putting planned variety into periods of your day, but on a larger scale. There are days where everything just goes in the bin because you're going to an amusement park or an event or visiting, and it's impossible to maintain your familiar routine. We still want to use our visuals to show our kids what's going to happen, but it may be more of an, okay, we're going to get up into our morning routine and then go to the fair. And that's the routine for the day. When possible, I like to alert kids to these planned spontaneous days ahead of time so they have time to prepare themselves for the lack of routine. And if you want to inject some predictability into a spontaneous day, generally, we know what's happening now and what's happening next. We know that right now we're going on the bumper cars, and after the bumper cars, we're going to go get in line for the Ferris wheel. In that case, we can use something called a first-then board, where we use our visuals to show our kids what we're doing first and what's coming next. This reduces the amount of energy they need to use to predict what wild hair we're going to drag them out to explore next, while still giving us lots of room to go where the wind blows us. Planning spontaneous days can be a great way to break the monotony of the daily routine. However, it can be a little bit challenging for children who thrive on structure and predictability. So here are some more tips to help you plan a successful spontaneous day with your children. Set expectations. Let your child know ahead of time that you'll be doing something different that day. This will give them time to mentally prepare themselves for the change in routine. You can also let them know how long the activity will last and what they can expect to do. Be flexible. It's important to remember that things may not go as planned on spontaneous days. Be prepared to be flexible and go with the flow. If your child is not enjoying a particular ride or activity, be open to changing your plans and doing something else instead. Take breaks. Spontaneous days can be overwhelming for our kids, so it's important to take breaks and give them time to decompress. You can take breaks in a quiet area away from the crowds or bring along some calming activities such as their favorite toy or book. Celebrate successes. Celebrate your child's success throughout the day, whether it's trying a new ride or staying calm during a crowded event. Make sure to praise them for their accomplishments. This is going to help build their confidence and make the day much more enjoyable for everyone. Navigating the complex yet rewarding journey of parenthood requires a harmonious balance between structured routines and spontaneous adventures. Today, we've unraveled the art of merging these elements seamlessly into your child's daily rhythm, fostering an environment that is both secure and invigorating. Mastering this delicate balance isn't just a skill, but a thoughtful approach to nurturing a well-rounded, confident individual. It's about crafting days that offer the comforting predictability of routine, coupled with the enriching experiences that spontaneous adventures bring. So as you venture forth, ready to infuse each day with that nice harmonious blend of routine and adventure, remember you are crafting a nurturing canvas for your child to paint their own beautiful masterpiece on. It's an exciting and rewarding journey where structured moments lay the groundwork and then spontaneous joy add those vibrant hues, crafting a childhood rich with learning, love, and laughter. So here's to embracing that enriching path, nurturing individuals who are both grounded and open to the beautiful surprises that life has to offer. Step forward with confidence and a nurturing spirit, ready to sculpt days filled with joy, growth, and delightful discoveries. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you'd like to continue chatting about this topic, come and join us in the Parenting Posse, our free peer support Facebook group. We'd love to see you in there, and the link is in the description. Have a great rest of your September, everyone, and I'll see you next month for another Uncommon Sense Parenting class. Bye!
You've been listening to The Mudroom, Uncommon Sense Parenting Classes with Alana Robinson. If you like what you just heard, remember to join us live every Wednesday afternoon at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Facebook. And don't forget to rate, subscribe, share, and connect with us in the Parenting Posse Facebook group. This has been an Alana Robinson Family Services production.